brought to you by the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Almost as long as we've had airplanes, pilots have felt compelled to race them. Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. This week I'm talking with Linda Street Eli, who's one of the organizers of the Sport Air Racing League, based in Texas. The group hosts one-day air race events at venues around the country for GA pilots to compete in, whether they're flying a 150, a Lancair, or a P-51. She's going to fill us in on how it works. So hi, Linda. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be talking to you again.
Okay, well, thanks. And so we're just trying to find out more about the Sport Air Racing League and what it's all about. So why don't you give us sort of an introduction to what you guys are up to and how it works.
Okay, well, we'll start out with a little bit of the history. The Sport Air Racing League is currently winding up its fifth season. This is something that we like to call racing for the rest of us. As we all know, we know racing and Red Bull and things like that require an awful lot of money, but there are an awful lot of pilots and general aviation who would enjoy something like cross-country air racing in whatever they have to fly. And so in the Sport Air Racing League, you might maybe compare it something to NASCAR in that we have a season, but this is racing for the rest of us. So whatever you fly, we have a class for that. Whether you fly a Cessna 150 or a Lancair Legacy, whether it's production or experimental, we have classes for each one. I am a member of the Sport Air Racing League, have been racing with them a couple of years now, and really glad that my husband and I joined up. Wish we had done it sooner when they first started. The league began in 2006 in November in Taylor, Texas. There was a rocket fly-in, and in that fly-in, they decided that they were going to, all the rockets that showed up, the S1 rockets, the Harmon rockets, they were going to race each other. And after they got back from their 100-mile air race, little cross-country air race around East Texas, they decided that was so much fun, they wanted to come back and do it again. And I think I heard a few of them said, can we do this again tomorrow? So it really became popular with those who experienced it immediately. And one of the folks who was there was a gentleman named Mike Thompson. Mike Thompson lives and hangars his airplane in the Taylor area. And he is quite a great organizer, really good at putting things together. And he took the winter season, the winter months, to form a league and put out a schedule. And he was able to make some contacts around the country. And so that first year, 2007, we had five races on the schedule in addition to the Air Cup Venture, which begins just before Oshkosh and actually finishes in Oshkosh. And also at that time, there was still the U.S. air races going on, so we added that to the schedule. Now, in our fifth season, we had 21 races on the schedule this year. So it's growing in popularity.
Can you give me an idea, how exactly does an air race work? Is it... are you racing against the clock, or, you know, how is it structured?
Sure. We do not handicap. So people who are familiar with, say, the Air Race Classic, which I've also been very involved with for several years, and that's got a handicap system, this is different. We put airplanes in class according to horsepower and cubic inch displacement of their engine, and they're racing against the clock and against each other as well in the class. But every race is started speed order, fastest first. We try to avoid the passing. It's really a cross-country air race at your best speed. It's for the pilot to improve skill. Navigation skills come into play here, as well as just generally learning more about your airplane and the best performance you can get out of your airplane.
Okay, so the pilots launch, how do you work that? They're launching at certain intervals, and how long are the courses?
That's exactly right. The courses will be anywhere from 100 to 400 nautical miles. Most of them are between 100 and 200 nautical miles. And we do construct shorter courses for the lower horsepower, slower moving aircraft, such as the Piper Cub, the Cessna 150. We'll build a 50 to 60 nautical mile course for them so that they can compete and not have to be out on the course for 2 hours. These are generally short races, an hour mostly, to get most of them launched and back. So it only requires about half a day commitment. And we do get a lot of the local people that will come into each race. For instance, if we're racing in Indianapolis, where we had our first time this year, we get a lot of locals there versus Montana. We were up in the had a Big Sky air race in Montana. We may not get the same group, but there are points awarded at the end of the season. So the more you can make, more air races you can make, the more points you can get. And back to your question about the starting intervals, yes, we do start about 30 seconds apart, and of course that's going to depend on the size of the field. If we have a lot, if we have a large field, of course we're going to want to make sure that we spread them out, maybe have a, maybe add to the race, make it a little bit longer. Safety is the primary concern. It's the most important thing for the Sport Air Racing League is to keep this a safe race. So we want to have the whole field launched before the first guy's coming back. So it really is a very safe way to find your best performance and improve your pilot skill and have a whole lot of fun if you're a little bit competitive.
So what's going on with this now? About how many races do you have in the season and how many airplanes are participating?
Well, we have a fairly large membership and at this point, and 21 races were originally scheduled for this season. I think a couple canceled for weather earlier this year, but there are two races left before the end of this season. One is this weekend on Saturday in Courtland, Alabama, the Tennessee Valley Air Race, and that will consist of a speed dash and then a cross-country air race after that. They did get an FAA waiver for the speed dash. That's kind of a unique situation for that particular air race. And then we'll wind up the season back in Taylor, Texas on November the 19th. We start and end the season each year in Taylor. And since that's kind of the home of the Sport Air Racing League, it's good to have our beginning and ending there. And we'll have our big trophy giveaway of all the point winners and the winners for each class overall all season long. It's been a great year. Lots and lots of races on the schedule this year, all over the country, east to west coast, north to south, a lot of new locations, and a lot of new interest.
And so what's coming up this year? Season is kind of winding down. What's coming up for next year?
Well, we'll have our leadership meeting over the holidays, and we'll plan out next year. There are several requests for the calendar for next year already, so I imagine the Sport Air Racing League calendar is going to fill up quite quickly. Several repeats that held races, that hosted races last year, are going to want to do it again. So I would imagine we may get in excess of 20 races for next year's schedule as well. And all of this information can be found on our website at sportairrace.org.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Linda. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mary. I really appreciate the opportunity for us to share the love of air racing, and we'll certainly welcome more people to come join us. It's a great sport, and we have a lot of fun.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.